Chapter 1. Introduction. 1. Who is our enemy? Many people are fooled, fighting things, against people, against problems or diseases, without knowing who their true enemy is. We will see through the Word of God that our enemies are demons, organized in castes. These demons are led by the devil, also called Lucifer or Satan. Jesus said, "The devil only comes to steal, kill, and destroy." John 10:10. "The thief cometh, not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." Since the devil and his angels, demons, are not seen, many people have a difficulty believing in them. But we also do not see the wind. However, it exists. The wind is felt, and its manifestation is seen. For example, the tree's leaves move. So is the manifestation of demons. They are not seen because they are spirits, but we can see their manifestation. If we are able to identify the demons when they operate against us, and if we know how to fight against them, we will have victory in our lives like we never dreamt of having. That's what this book is about. Teaches how to recognize demons, teaches how to fight against them. Number 2, our fight is not against other people. Ephesians 6:10-12. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Note at what is written, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Fighting against flesh and blood is fighting against other people. Our fight is not against people who betray us or hurt us, unions, bosses, companies, politicians, governors, wives, husband, children, and neighbors. Our fight is against the devil and his demons. It is like this: against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our war is against rulers of the darkness, in other words, the demons that hover in the air in high places. They are our true enemy. If you are fighting against people, unions, bosses, or politicians, then from the start you are already defeated. 3. Example of a bullfight. Every time I think about this topic, I'm reminded of a bullfight, a typical party of Spain where a man, the bullfighter, will fight against a bull. For this, the man uses a red cape that he waves before the animal to provoke it. The bull, being provoked with all his strength, attacks the red cape. But at all times, the man, or bullfighter, is right next to the cape. Why doesn't the bull attack the man? After all, the red cape is not the enemy of the animal. Why does the bull attack the red cape? Because the bull is fooled. The animal thinks that the cape is its enemy. While the bull goes and fights against the red cape, the bullfighter will be sticking banderillas, sharp irons, that hurt the animal more and more. The more hurt the animal is, more furiously he attacks the false enemy, the cape, until it is tired and unable to fight. At this time, the bullfighter takes a sword and kills the animal. The bull dies a victim of deception. If the bull knew that the enemy is the man, the story would be different. The bull would destroy the man in a few seconds, killing him with its horns. This story illustrates what the devil does to people. The devil presents capes and more capes, and people, instead of attacking their true enemy, they attack the capes, or people, or problems. So the devil goes on sticking barbs at people, diseases, problems, necessities, and people attack these things until they are tired of fighting and die. Once, in Spain, a bull, instead of attacking the cape, it attacked the bullfighter and killed him. Number 4. How does the devil appear? The devil acts in all areas of our lives. The devil uses internal and external agents. The devil attacks our health, finances, family, our minds, and feelings. The devil makes use of everything and everyone. Uses friends, family members, uses colleges and bosses. The devil provokes difficult situations, storms in our lives, tribulations and persecutions. All of this has an objective: to move people away from church and Jesus. Number 5. How to fight against the devil. The devil is fought against using the sword of the Spirit. It is speaking biblical verses to the devil. It is saying, "Satan, it is written," biblical verses. Ephesians 6:17. "And take, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." When the devil attacked Jesus in the desert, Jesus used the sword of the Spirit. Jesus fought against the devil, saying, "It is written, Satan." Jesus is our role model. Jesus uses the sword of the Spirit, and I will also use it.